Mountain folks, everybody called us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay. Everybody called us mountain folks. Up at daylight on Monday morning, lots of work that's gotta be done. Working in the hay and hoeing in the cornfield, mountain folk work is never done. Mountain folks, everybody called us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay. Everybody called us mountain folks. That old mule is ready and waiting, standing by the gate in the old barnyard. He'll have oats and hay for breakfast. That's why the old mule works so hard. Mountain folks, everybody call us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay. Everybody call us mountain folks. Had to make a living for nine little children. Mom and dad died when we was young. We didn't care what people called us. Think of the work our hands have done. Mountain folks, everybody call us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay. Everybody call us mountain folks. Mountain folks, everybody call us mountain folks. Whole lot of work for a little bit of pay. Everybody call us mountain folks.
Mountain folks. Folks, that's in a double CD and a double tape that I'm real proud of. I picked out some of my favorite country artists and some of my favorite bluegrass. They all helped me out. There's 14 different ones, and each one that I'm going to mention helped me do two songs. There's 30 songs on it. Somebody done three, I think. Dwight Yoakam, Vince Gill, Tom T. Hall, George Jones, Bill Monroe, Ricky Skaggs, Jimmy Martin, Charlie Waller of the Country Gentlemen, Larry Sparks, Charlie Sizemore, Emmylou Harris, Allison Krauss, Patti Loveless, and Judy Marshall of the famous Marshall family. I believe that's 14. They all helped us out, and Mr. Cook right here is a dying to sell some today, and he'll be out at the table after a while with that and a lot more things to sell. If some of you don't know why I'm in this wheelchair, a month ago this past Tuesday, I was up in a truck bed trying to unload a door, and I fell out and broke my hip, it's what they call the femur, this big thigh bone about just below the hip. Broke it there, broke it all to pieces, so I'll be in this chair for maybe another month or something like that. And I didn't have to study a minute who I would get to play the banjo for me until I sort of recuperated. I've known this young man from this high on up. I've watched him grow up and watched him play the banjo. And I think he does a wonderful job on it. I'd like for you to make welcome Steve Sparkman. A big hand to Steve.